This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's in your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com, or you can text into 701-226-8503, expecting Congressman Kevin Cramer at any moment. Lots to talk about today. The call's stacking up already, but we do have one or two open lines, so don't wait too long. We are brought to you in part by Watford City Tourism. Watford City. Insert great stuff about Watford City here. Jeff, why should I go to Watford City? I've never been to Watford City.
Man, you got to go see the
The
Rough Rider Center.
I know.
It's just a gorgeous building. Gorgeous
Carl,
facility.
I know the Northwest ends at Hayes and Beulah. I need to get out more. Scott in and off today, but Jeff Simon is here filling in.
Hello, folks, and I do believe we now have Congressman Cramer with us on the line. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Congressman Cramer. What's going on today out there in Bismarck? I believe you're in town today, are you not?
I am. I'm in Bismarck this morning, and there's a lot going on. And then this afternoon, I'm heading to Dickinson. So a lot going on this morning. In fact, just wrapped up a news conference that I held with Lieutenant Governor Sanford, Attorney General Wayne Stengem, Senator Kelly Armstrong, and Insurance Commissioner John Gottfried, along with a couple of farmers and a small business owner, to push back against this perpetual myth that the Democrats are promoting, that that Republicans don't like people with pre-existing conditions and aren't going to protect people with pre-existing conditions, and they're going to rip healthcare away from 316,000 North Dakotans with pre-existing conditions, all these crazy, outrageous, ridiculous myths that they're promoting. And so we were able to push back on that a little bit with some science and some facts and some personal testimonies to remind people just how devastating Obamacare has been to the people of North Dakota, particularly farmers, ranchers, small business owners. And then get to hang out with you guys for an hour and then go see the rest of your colleagues at the North Dakota Broadcasters Association annual meeting today, and recognize that, you know, one of your peers, I guess you could say. Well, actually, I don't know that Jack McDonald has peers, now that I think about it. Anyway, he's receiving an award, and then head from there to Dickinson for grand opening or ribbon cutting for a VA clinic. So it's one of those days in the life of North Dakota's lone congressman that's fast, furious, always interesting. But Jeff, what I love is that you're the host today, the day after what has got to be one of the biggest news days in the last year anyway, in Washington, D.C., and I'm not talking about anybody's convictions or indictments. I'm talking about the rollout of the affordable clean energy rule that that President Trump has rolled out yesterday to replace the god-awful clean power plan that Barack Obama foisted on us before the Supreme Court put a stay on it.
Indeed. We talked a little bit about that right before the break, and we'll get into that. But speaking of the full day that you have ahead of you, Kevin, we have a full bank of callers awaiting, and they've been waiting patiently. Are you ready to take them on?
Well, I'm ready to answer them, and I'm sure you're ready to pass them on, because I've been a guest host, and there's nothing like callers to take the heat off.
All right. Well, they've been waiting patiently, and Frank in Fargo, you've been waiting a while, actually, since before the top of the hour. So, Frank, what's on your mind? What do you have for Congressman Cramer today?
Hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for taking my call. Congressman, do you think the Mueller probe should end? It just seems like, you know, it's not doing what it was supposed to do, so... Yeah, I'm just wondering where you think it's going to go from here, and you know when it can finally end.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Frank. In terms of the Mueller probe, so just backing it up a little bit, I think give some context to your point. You know, it started as a special counsel appointed to look into accusations or claims or possibilities that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians in the election, and if in you know, maybe an extension of that would be if there was any obstruction of justice, which is interesting to me. I don't know how you can obstruct justice if there wasn't collusion. But anyway, clearly it's gone far, far astray. And this is not uncommon for special counsels. We've seen it, you know, the special counsel in the Clinton case that similarly did the similar things. Oftentimes the, you know, when they have mission creep, sometimes it's designed to get a witness to, you know, fabricate something or to admit something, to turn, you know, turn against the president. I don't know what all the motivations are here, but it's gone on an awful long time and it's cost many, many millions of dollars. We get a quarterly update on that. There's a great lag on it, but it's cost millions of dollars and it doesn't seem to be getting anywhere near, a demonstration of collusion. Do I think it should end? I think it's coming close to an end anyway, Frank. I mean, that's what I'm hearing, and I think I'm hopeful that that's the case. But if Robert Mueller doesn't get to some evidence or some point of proving collusion, it ought to end because we have a Justice Department and an entire justice system designed to handle other crimes. I do think, though, it raises the broader question of whether we should even have special counsels. I supported this one. I thought that the country needed some closure, that the country needed a restoration of faith in our system. The problem is I don't think the Mueller investigation has done that. I think it's done just the opposite. What we found out is that the premise of the entire investigation was a dossier that was fabricated, paid for by Democrats in the Hillary Clinton campaign, hired a former foreign spy, and then that former foreign spy worked with the FBI agents, very high-level FBI officials, both prior to and even after it was discovered that the dossier. And by the way, it also generated warrants. And so the whole premise of it's kind of yucky in the first place, quite honestly. And so if this was a regular, you know, a regular investigation or prosecutorial process with a federal judge, my guess is it would have been thrown out by now. But unfortunately, special counsel has special conditions, and they're nowhere in the Constitution. And I've just grown a little bit concerned about the whole idea of a special counsel. I think our founding fathers knew what they were doing when they created three co-equal branches of government, including the judiciary, and lots of checks and balances built in. And, I'm just losing faith in the whole idea of special counsels. And that's not an indictment on Robert Mueller. I still think he's a reasonable guy. I just think he's got a very difficult task, and he is probably, as honorable as he might be, I think he's feeling compelled to prosecute as opposed to get to truth.
Some have said, Congressman, that we have a corollary with that. With this potential ethics commission on our ballot, we would have a 5-member ethics commission that would just investigate allegations of ethical misbehavior, which is kind of a frightening prospect that we would have a 5-member Robert Mueller commission here in North Dakota.
Jeff, it's built on a false premise to begin with, in my view. And I know it's always risky for a guy that's on the ballot to comment. You know, people like neutrality. I don't. I didn't seek a position of influence to be neutral. But when I look at what this language does, it violates what's fundamental, and that is the relationship between elected officials, candidates, and the people that they represent, particularly in a state the size of North Dakota. We all, not only do we all know each other, we all know the media, we know members of the press by name, by reputation, you know, by sight. And so there is a system built in for this. It's called elections. It's called loyal opposition. And I think when the loyal opposition fails to make a case, that's not the fault of a system. It's just the fault of, perhaps the loyal opposition. But no, it just seems like another layer of bureaucracy that we put between the voters and the people that seek their support.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that topic. We've got a lot of callers on the line here, so let's move on to Emily in Fargo. What's your question for Congressman Kramer, Emily?
Hi, Congressman Kramer. Thanks for taking my call. I read something yesterday about how you are using some kind of loophole in your campaign finance, and I just wanted to know a little bit more about that. I'm not sure about the source or anything, and I wanted to get your own thoughts on the matter.
A loophole in my campaign finance? I have no idea what that might be, to be honest with you, Emily.
It was an article about you not reporting your bank account.
there was an article about me not reporting my bank account. I have no idea. The only thing I could think of is there was an inquiry. The HICAM campaign had been, and they do this a lot. We're learning this a lot from various national media outlets. CNN is sort of one of their favorite players. So I don't know if this was a CNN story. I've not seen it. But they did inquire once about it, that in my, there's a financial disclosure that every member of Congress files every year that, you know, gives you the, gives sort of the broad ranges of your assets and your liabilities. And the assets are defined in the law. There's no loopholes, however. I don't know of any loopholes in it. And one time there was an inquiry about how come you don't list any interest-bearing checking accounts. And in fact, there was an accusation in the question from the CNN reporter. And I said, what are you talking about? I looked up. There isn't, I don't have any such thing as what they say I have to report. So it's not a matter that I, in the loophole, it's just that what they were telling me I had to report didn't exist. So I took it to the Ethics Committee, actually. I took the lawyers.
We're going to have to leave it there, Congressman. We're coming up against the break. Emily, thanks for your call. We'll be back with more questions for Congressman Kramer right after the break here.
0550 and tell us, what's on your mind? This is Scott Hillen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there is a solution with MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, North Dakota, Mineral Tracker is one-of-a-kind technology that is revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial. Call 833-842-2924. Go to MineralTracker.com or email info@RoyaltyMatters.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it. And a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%. And Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? CJ is here from DAC Diesel, a busy man, but never too busy to get it done for you.
How's it going, Todd?
Good. How are you today?
Oh, busy, you know, like usual.
I called it. There it is.
Yeah, there it is. It's just, it's crazy. So, no, it's pulling an engine down right now that's getting a full overhaul, a C16, actually. So, that's getting a full overhaul, and then I got a another one sitting next to it that I was working on this morning, tearing that one down. That one needs a cylinder pack. So it's one of these things that whatever you need, you know, whether you got injector issues, you got blow-by issues, valve noise, whatever the case is on your diesel engine, you know, give us a call here. It's one of these things, yeah, we're so busy that we're about 3 weeks out, but there are times where we can fit a couple people in, all depending on what it is, you know, sooner, and also kind of depending on their situation. So it's one of those things that's tough to turn work away, but...
True, but if you got a diesel, I'm telling you, folks, Jack Diesel, I mean, he specializes in diesel, so he can really help you out.
Yep, exactly. That's what we do. We don't work on gas engines down here, just diesels, so.
Oh, well, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can call me at 258-5011, or you can call me on my cell at 210-0888, and you can check us out on the web at dacdiesel.com.
Fantastic, CJ. I won't keep you away. Get those diesels humming.
Yeah.
Whatever the right verb would be there. Appreciate it, CJ. Take care. 22
yeah,
after the
too.
Hour. It is What's in Your Mind, and in for Scott Hennin today, it is Jeff Simon.
Welcome back, folks. We have on the phone with us Congressman Kevin Cramer for his weekly radio town hall. If you have a question, and we have several of them stacked up here, 800-228-0550, 258-0550, or text 226-8503. That's Todd's text, and he'll pass it on. And before we get back to the callers, Congressman, I have one text question I want to throw at you.
Sure.
It says, since Jeff Sessions, that's our attorney general, isn't doing his job appointing a second special counsel to investigate Obama corruption in the 2016 election, can President Trump order one, or can Congress do more to get one? Can you answer that one for us?
You know, I don't know really. I think Congress can, perhaps, but I'm not certain of that, Jeff. Whether the president can or not, I'm not certain of that either. I think my personal view of it is, you know, I just don't think special counsels are the way to do this. I think the co-equal branches of government are. I think that certainly there can be appropriate or perhaps more aggressive oversight from both the House and or the Senate. Oversight committees, there can certainly be investigation within the Department of Justice. You don't need a special counsel to investigate crimes. I do think that with regard to the question of Jeff Sessions doing his job, you know, he recused himself probably appropriately from the Mueller investigation, or recused himself, I guess, from the Russia probe because Senator Sessions, when he was Senator Sessions, was active in the campaign and wanted to make sure he avoided any appearance of impropriety. And so he recused himself. I personally think that was a mistake, because what it did is it took him out of the loop of having oversight. And at the end of the day, that's just the reality, is that it's his job. It's his job to have oversight of investigations. So I think Attorney General Sessions in many ways handcuffed himself, and he's unfortunately extended that to recusing himself from just being the Attorney General. And that, what I mean by that is that, you know, why he hasn't intervened sooner when the FBI and the Justice Department has stonewalled Congress's request for documentation, information, evidence, testimony, appearing before, you know, even just ignoring subpoenas. To me, when an FBI agent fails to respond to Congress's oversight, which is our job, that person should be reprimanded once and fired if they continue to do it. And he's just washed his hands of it, because I think he just, frankly, seems to be scared of the whole issue. So I think he can do his job better. I want to get back to Emily's question real quick, though, just to wrap that up. I think what's happened is the Democrats are so used to millionaires being in the United States Senate that when a guy like me, I remember when the CNN reporter asked me about why I didn't disclose some checking account that I supposedly had that they didn't know anything about, of course, whether I had one or not. The assumption is everyone has one. And when I said, well, I don't meet the conditions for it, but when I answered his question and I provided the law, and by the way, had given him a contact to an ethics lawyer in the ethics committee, I said, however, had I reported what you're asking me to report, this is what it would have been. The number is so low, and then probably the balance and the check of the gun or something like that. I think they're just so used to millionaires that to have a regular guy who just
you know, earns a living serving the people of North Dakota and doesn't have a, I didn't have any investments before Congress, but other than my 401k from the state, this was, I still have that and my 401k with the federal government. I just think it blows them away to see somebody that's not a millionaire reporting a financial disclosure. Now the Democrats want to play gotcha with it, you know.
He put his own campaign sign in my lawn himself one right. Sunday. I'll never forget that. I mean, obviously he's not farming it out to some big staff or something.
You don't have that Swedish bank account out there.
We've got
callers waiting patiently on the line. Up next is Candy from Bismarck. What's your question for Congressman Kramer, Candy? Are you out there?
Hi, Congressman.
Hi,
you were saying earlier that you want pre-existing conditions to be covered if Obamacare is repealed. I just wanted to know what your specific plan was to make sure that happens.
Good question. We wanted to get back to that. Thank you, Candy.
That's a good one. In fact, so in the laws, that the replacement laws that the House has voted on and passed, and frankly the ones the Senate has voted on and failed to pass, all had very clear, specific language that nothing in the law nothing in the law precludes, or not even precludes, but nothing in the law allows insurance companies to not only to kick you off for pre-existing conditions or not accept pre-existing conditions, but we then put in safeguards to make sure that that there's not price discrimination as a result of pre-existing conditions. So the first thing is a matter of law, that they can't do it. The second part of it, though, is to make sure that it's covered. Both in the American Healthcare or the American Healthcare Act and the Graham-Cassidy, which was a Senate bill that failed by one vote as well, there were mechanisms, first of all, much more flexibility for states, more money and more flexibility for the state of North Dakota. And then the requirement that states with their flexibility could not discriminate. And so but it gave them more flexibility to cover. So some of the ways you could cover pre-existing conditions is the way the state of North Dakota did it prior to Obamacare. You know, the state of North Dakota still has the same percentage of people without insurance as they had prior to Obamacare. So clearly Obamacare didn't cover the coverage in North Dakota that it claimed to or that it was intended to, evidently. And so we have the same requirements but more flexibility. So things like American Healthcare Act, we had invisible risk pools. And what that did is that provided money so that if somebody had a pre-existing condition and their insurance premiums, they were higher than somebody that didn't have pre-existing conditions, that they would be underwritten or they would be supported through an invisible risk pool, which allows them to maintain their coverage. That wouldn't be my favorite way to do it. Other people might want to do it differently. Other states would do it differently. North Dakota had CHAND, which was a state program that they passed in 1981. Worked very, very well, much better than anything that's working in the federal system now. It just, by providing more flexibility, more dollars, stabilization funds, just
coming
supports
up, conditions. Coming up against the break, Congressman Kramer, we've got a number of callers hanging on the line up after the break. Chad, you're coming up next right after the break.
Radio.com. Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning more about the illegal immigrant accused of murdering 20-year-old Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Turns out he worked at a farm that was owned in part by the brother of a prominent Republican in Iowa. The Des Moines Register reporting that Christian Rivera worked at Yarraville Farms, which lists Eric Lang as an owner. He's the brother of Craig Lang, a Republican who was president of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation and a candidate for state agriculture secretary. Rivera now facing a first-degree murder charge for the woman's death. Special Agent Rick Ron says surveillance video showing Rivera's vehicle following Tibbetts as she jogged was a key piece of evidence.
We spent a number of days, several hours reviewing the video, and subsequently were able to identify Rivera's vehicle.
That is heard on NBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Today's Safety Training Spotlight is brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit and workforce safety and insurance. Did you know? Workforce Safety and Insurance is an online learning management system available to employers with over 450 safety courses. Contact WSI for more info. They've partnered with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program STEP grant to provide safety training classes. More info at WSI's calendar, workforcesafety.com. 27 before the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennon off today, but never fear, Jeff Simon is here on What's on Your Mind.
And welcome back, folks. We have Congressman Kramer on the line with us. I want to, before we get right back to the callers, I gotta get one in that was actually before you came on the air. Sam out in Dickinson had a question about these electronic logs that truckers have to maintain, and he's concerned about its impact on the oil industry because we know there's a lot of truckers there. Tell us about that issue and what Congress is doing to try to undo the damage that's maybe happening, Congressman.
Yeah. Well, so we've been lobbying the Department of Transportation on the rule, and we've gotten some relief. A couple of months ago, we got some guidance that was better, certainly for agriculture in particular. Took away some of the hour of service in as it relates to going to get the load and going home from the load. And those were problems certainly in rural America. Yesterday, we got word of a new rule coming out related to electronic logging devices that relates specifically to not directly to hours of service, but more along those lines, where it provides more guidance, better guidance, and some relief for rest breaks, for meal times, for bathroom breaks, for travel home. So I haven't seen that entire rule yet, but it was very good news that we heard yesterday from the Department of Transportation. In fact, it was a little bit surprising to me that they've already gotten to that point. At the same time, we're trying to provide a more permanent solution to Congress, particularly for smaller companies, because this is another one of those one-size-fits-all federal regulations that the really big trucking companies like. It's easy for them to comply with it, but harder for the smaller companies. In fact, it's driven a lot of people out of business. To Sam, and what I suspect he's referencing in the Bakken, where this is particularly onerous, is because, say you have a 14-hour day, 12-hour, 14-hour, we'd like to get it up, of course, where you're allowed that many hours of service. Say in 12 hours, you might only spend, eight of them, maybe even 10 of them, or, maybe only two or four of those hours are driving. The rest of the time you're waiting for a load, which is very common if you're moving water or oil from one spot to another, as you know. Well, see, all that time really counts against your hours of service. So we're trying to push for more and more flexibility, but we got a pretty good break yesterday, and I haven't looked at all of the details yet, but we're certainly moving in the right direction.
Well, you're on top of it anyway. Again, callers, good to know. Callers have been waiting patiently. The number 800-228-0550, 258-0550. We have Chad on the line. Thanks for waiting, Chad. Chad from Fargo. What's your question for the congressman?
Good morning, Congressman. Hi, Chad. Congressman, I was just kind of wondering, you need volunteers for your campaign, and what do you think of all these wonderful Heidi ads that are really, really, they're all lies. They're Pinocchios. I mean, is there anything you could do? I mean, even this wonderful radio station we're on, will you play these ads that are completely false?
Well, the public is expected to discern an awful lot, and a lot of money gets spent on ads, and free speech becomes a factor, particularly for federal candidates. They're pretty much, there's almost no prohibition on what they can do or say. The outside groups, however, there are some prohibitions. As you know, the Senate Majority PAC, which is Chuck Schumer's PAC, has been promoting all kinds of Pinocchios and proven Pinocchios. It's up to the broadcasters themselves to decide whether they'll run the ads or not. When presented with the facts, they're very, very reluctant to shut down an ad that's put out by the Senate Minority Leader's PAC. The most recent one's really dead dandy. We haven't responded to that one. You know, we did on the cool ad, the country of origin labeling. We responded to that because, of course, that was ridiculous. She voted for the very same bill I did after a number of failed attempts to sue the WTO. The one prior to that was full of all kinds of holes. The new one claims that I raised rates on North Dakota ratepayers 17 times. Now, Jeff, I don't know if you remember bringing that many rate cases before the Public Service Commission, but you don't remember that many.
I don't think there were that many rate cases, no.
There weren't. So over the 10 years I was a regulator, and with our three utilities and the two products that we regulated, which, probably six different possible companies that we would regulate for rates. In that 10 years, there were only 7 rape cases in the entire 10 years. But they say 17. They add a 1 in front of the 7, and somehow that's close enough truth for them. And by the way, all of those rape cases were upheld by law and were very minuscule compared to the other parts of the country. We're pretty proud of our utilities that keep their rates among the very lowest in the entire country. And now, by the way, thanks to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which I supported, all three of our utilities have been able to keep rates lower even as a result of the tax cuts.
The joys of political campaigns. Let's go back to the phone lines. Karen from Fargo, thanks for waiting. What's your question for the congressman, Karen?
President Trump's tariffs have caused many problems for North Dakota. Have you tried to do anything to solve any of them?
So, Karen, with regard to the tariffs, I've been an outspoken opponent of the use of tariffs as a tool, fully realizing, by the way, fully supporting President Trump's efforts to get better trade deals for North Dakota's farmers, because we've been getting bad trade deals from everybody that we're talking about right now as a result of bad policies in the past. In fact, NAFTA is a good example, and we're very pleased that tomorrow, in direct answer to your question, Secretary Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, and Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Sensky are going to join me in Fargo for a town hall with Fargo's with farmers and business owners and anybody else in the public that wants to attend. It's a complete public open meeting and town hall. We're going to talk about tariffs and trade and let the cabinet officials hear directly from people and how it affects them. I've done the same in Washington, bringing North Dakota farmers in to meet with these same gentlemen. Just so people know, Secretary Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce, oversees the United States Trade Representative's office. But the fun thing about tomorrow is that when Secretary Ross is with us, the president will be announcing tomorrow that they have come to an agreement with Mexico on NAFTA. And interestingly, tomorrow represents a 1-year anniversary of the beginning of negotiating NAFTA. So we're
my
seeing nice progress.
China and the tariffs.
Yeah.
There are negotiations ongoing with China, though, I believe, aren't there, Congressman?
Yeah, there are. In fact, as a result of the success we're having with NAFTA and with Europe, you might recall that after the European Union meeting a couple weeks later, European Commission President came to Washington to begin negotiations on a trade deal that would eliminate tariffs both ways, non-tariff barriers both ways, and subsidies. So
the exact kind of fair trade deal that we've been seeking. With regard to China, China's been ripping off our farmers for so long. You know that in a single year, China subsidizes, illegally subsidizes, the same crops that we sell to them by $100 billion. That equates to how much we subsidize our agriculture in total, over the course of 7.5 years. So
farmers
they illegally do that. Yeah, so farmers are the ones that stand to benefit a lot from this. Now, in the short term right now, prices are down as a result of China's stopping purchase of some of our products. However, this week they announced the purchase now of soybeans again, and they've announced and sent a delegation this week to restart negotiations with the United States. So it feels like the president's having some pretty good success in using the only real tool that he has. The other tool he could be using that I recommended quite strongly was use the existing enforcement mechanisms of WTO. But he's quick to point out, and rightfully so, that we've filed 18 successful WTO claims. In other words, we filed 18 and prevailed on 18, which shows you that there's no teeth, obviously, in the WTO. If there were, then we'd file one and we'd win, and it would deter them from cheating. But China, not only do they cheat in trade, they're cheating in a lot of areas. And if we're not careful, China's going to be the undoing of a lot of the free world. So it's serious business. But, yeah, we keep it in front of him every week. I talk to somebody from his cabinet or from the Trade Representative's Office or USDA, directly from the White House, Larry Kudlow most often, Peter Navarro, to make sure that they understand how people – the potential for real serious hurt if this doesn't get settled quickly.
Let's move on to calls. Art, you've been waiting patiently. It says you're from Rockford, or is that New Rockford? Art, are you on the line with us?
Rockford. Yeah. Well, my question is, I'm wondering why, this witch hunt run by Mueller, and I get tired when I hear Mueller has integrity. He is as corrupt as any of the other people that have been in that DOJ in the last 10 years. Now, what kind of a guy would let four men rot in prison for 4 years when he knew they were innocent and two died in prison, and now they've had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars after the fact, those families? But that's a side point. My point is, this is the biggest scandal in the history of this country. When you have a DOJ, a FBI, and a CIA collude to overthrow or prevent at first a presidential candidate from winning, and then try to overthrow him after he's won. And with the exception of about a dozen congressmen led by Devin Nunes, who have basically done all the work for this, we hear very little from the rest of the Republican politicians crying out for this to end, calling it a witch hunt, which it is. I mean, all of the people know it's a witch hunt, especially those on the Republican side.
Congressman,
you
have
to Art's point, so Devin Nunes is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, and most of the dozen people he's referencing are either members of the Intelligence Committee or members of the Oversight Committee, which is where jurisdiction lies and where it belongs. And frankly, I wish is where it would stay. This was my point earlier with reference to the fundamental need for a special counsel. This is why you have three co-equal branches of government and why the Congress of the United States has oversight over the executive branch. And this is where it should have stayed in the first place. As I look back on it, I wish we would have done that. This is why I think we have to question whether we need a special counsel or should empower that kind of mission creep.
Okay, Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. We've got more callers coming up on the break. You're listening to What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include crop and pasture land auctions in Oliver, Sheridan, McHenry, Hettinger, Cass, Morton, Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Richland, and Dunn counties in North Dakota, and Ottertail County in Minnesota. And don't forget Piper's upcoming machinery auctions in Shields, Bowman, Carson Steel, and Halliday, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Jeff Simon, your host today, sitting in for Scott Hennen. I have not told folks what I do for a full-time job here. I told them 35 years ago I was in this radio business, but right now I'm the executive director of the Western Dakota Energy Association, which represents county, cities, and school districts in the energy-producing region of our state, which is a timely segue because our next caller is Dan from Crosby. Dan, what do you have for Congressman Kramer?
Well, good morning. This is a little lighter subject. You used the term trucker.
Yeah.
You there?
I'm there.
Go ahead, Dan. Yep.
Yeah, I said you used the term trucker. Unlike a biker, I do have other avocations.
Yes.
So my whole life does not revolve around trucks, nor do many of the people that I know that drive them. So I mean, a biker, someone who has, that's kind of a cool one. Just the term trucker has always kind of annoyed me.
What's the term, Dan? Should it be truck driver? Or
truck driver.
Truck driver.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Sure. Because I do put it away at the end of the day. Well, I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Duly noted. All righty. All righty. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that correction. And by the way, it does raise the point is still relevant that because of the electronic logging devices, if Dan is on his way home in the final moments of before his electronic logging device is going to send off an alarm for a patrolman to pick him up, and he's only, say he's a mile from home when that happens, he's got to pull over as a result of this crazy rule.
I don't think there's any
sort of alert that comes up that you're going to be have an officer dispatched to come pick you up. It shows up in an audit later.
Well, that's the problem, is you get the fine eventually. I'm using it for illustration.
Well, I avoid that by driving. I avoid that by driving a 1981 International. You can't hook up.
I love it.
All right. All right. Thanks for the call and the clarification,
Dan.
We will note it as truck drivers from henceforward.
Yeah.
Congressman, our next caller's name is Kevin from Cavalier. We're going to go to the opposite corner. Kevin, what is your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
These guys are talking about truckers again. I did call Senator Heitkamp. Got a letter back from her about the livestock producers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she said, they got the deal so where the hours of service is, when they're loading and unloading cattle,
right,
does not count for the hours of service.
Right.
But the chilling thing in the whole letter was, she said, we did not remove the regulation. And that's what they need to do, is remove the regulation. That's what
perhaps what her letter was getting at, though, is that it would require legislation, because the law that created it was fairly prescriptive I forget what the law was called. It was just prior to my coming into Congress. It was the highway bill at the time, and it did give a fairly prescriptive, not necessarily the rules that's wrong, but many times the authorizations are given to agencies are very broad, and then it lets the agencies create the rules with as much flexibility as they may want or restriction as they may want. This one does require the regulation. So it would probably take an act of Congress to undo it. We've got bills. I'm on a bill right now that at least eliminates it from or waives it for people or trucking companies that have 10 or fewer trucks, eliminates it for agriculture, eliminates it for people with individual trucks, obviously. That's who's most burdened by it.
Okay,
the only thing I'm thinking about as far as political, that as far as political ad or whatever, is she believes in regulations, even though the law was passed before she came into office also.
Yeah, right.
I don't think has she been producing any legislation to get rid of the law? I don't think so.
No, getting rid of regulations isn't going to be the over on that side of the aisle.
All right, we have other callers on the line, several still waiting and running out of time. Cheryl and Bismarck, you're up next for Congressman Cramer. Are you there, Cheryl?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Cheryl.
How are you today? Okay, I'll make
very
this
well,
fast. I was reading the Bismarck Tribune today, and the front page says that after our tax cut that the federal government gave us, North Dakota is going to be paying $4.8 million more dollars in taxes, and it's not businesses and it's not corporations, but it's going to be large families that are affected.
I have to admit I have not seen that story, nor has anybody brought it to my attention, so I'll have to look at it. I was with a number of state officials today, and in fact it didn't come up. So you say North Dakota, or do you mean North Dakotans themselves? Or I guess I'll have to look at the story.
It just indicates that residential, the burdens on residential taxpayers that
I see. Okay. So,
they didn't explain that.
Sure. So it's not a result of the North Dakota or of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. It would be the result of probably local tax policy, most likely, if it's a property tax issue. Because we do allow, we maintain the deduction for example, home ownership for local taxes, as well as for deduction for interest on homes and things like that. So that shouldn't have affected that. So I'll have to read the story, though, Cheryl, just to make sure.
Do please, because the newspaper did not mention this as
property
taxes.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that call, Cheryl. We have Just a few seconds left, Chris. What do you got? What do you got for Congressman Kramer? Be quick.
Nope, well, can you hear me?
I'm afraid we're winding down here. The music has started, and we're going to have to catch us next Wednesday, Chris. If you can call back in next Wednesday, we'll try to make sure we get you on the line. Congressman Kramer, I know you got a busy day ahead. Enjoy it, and we'll be back next time.
Okay.
Maybe join you again one more time for What's on Your Mind. Thanks, folks.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.